Number 1 on the Robot Top 100, The Sunday Morning Hangover. Jawollt, mein Kommandant.
This is your night, everything is right. Come light up my life, it's a summer night. This is your night, come and hold me tight. Yes, you are the one.
Andy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, we got Andy Helps on the phone. I'm getting that right, right?
Right.
All right, Andy Helps has an exhibit at the Museum of Unfine Arts starting in July, right?
Yeah, July 1st to the 30th.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing your exquisite art?
Well, at least 20 years now.
Wow, you know, I was trying to describe your stuff before. It was
it's kind of hard to do.
yeah, Andy. I'm trying to think of who I could compare your work to. There's a guy named Ralph Steadman who used to do a lot of pen and ink for the books, the Hunter Thompson books. But but yours is much more intricate and much more detailed. How would you describe your artwork, Andy? Andy Helps.
Well. It came from, like, the early 80s, from, like, the punk rock flyers, like Pusshead or maybe Nick Blinko from Rudimentary Peni in the old, like, Subhuman records. I used to see those a lot and admire them. And then I had a girlfriend, and I remember one day we were in a trailer at my friend's house in Garden Grove, and she drew this little Mickey Mouse drawing, and I just thought that was the greatest thing. And I said, I got to learn how to do that. And so I've been at it ever since. I think I was like 18 at that time, and I'm 45 now.
Now tell me, what you work with is, this is something Sean Media Class from the museum told me, you work with Bic pens.
Right.
Yeah, tell me about that process. How did you get into the work, just drawing with Bic pens?
Well, basically because they're so available. And that's just what I started picking up and just started drawing with those. And then as time went on, I went to art stores and tried various other pens, and it just seemed like nothing worked as good as the Bic, so I stuck with it. And then recently, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I started painting, and I've done a lot of paintings too, but right now I'm back to working with a Bic, my first love.
Is there any particular model Bic pen that you prefer?
Well, they have like different sizes, like fine or medium. The fine pens are a little bit better.
Now, do you work with the ballpoint, or do you work with the ones that actually have like that? Those little, they look like needles.
No, just your typical ballpoint, the ones you see laying around, like whenever you go to a doctor's office or something. You know,
this is what blows me away about your artwork. I saw it a few years ago, and Sean said, "What do you think of
this?"
Yeah,
he's been great.
And I thought, wow, this stuff is like on par with the best of underground comic art, or the best of. I don't know if you remember the old Zap comics or guys like Robert Williams and people like that. But your stuff reminded me of that, and I actually tried to turn a friend of mine on at last gasp to your stuff, but I was like,
did he take a gasp?
Yeah. I was like, how does he do it? And Sean said, oh, it's all by Bic Pen, and that just blew me away. And Andy Helps on the phone, by the way, everybody, who has an art exhibit down at the Museum of Unfine Art this month, or I should say in July. Do you have an art opening coming up at the museum? Do you know what date that is?
Yeah, it's the first, about 6 o'clock, probably from about 6 to 9.
Yeah, it's gonna be great, and your stuff is just, there's a certain psychotic feel to your work. Tell me, what's going on in your head when you? Oh, looks like I lost you. Are you there?
No, that was my roommate.
There's a certain thing that goes on. It's like, are you into violence or is there? What is with?
No,
because some of them are like you'll have like a mother and daughter or something, but they're looking at each other like they want to kill each other. You know, I mean, it's I don't know. I just get that out of it. Or really, who is the real Andy Helps?
Well, I'm just a normal guy, actually. Well, I wouldn't really say normal. It's kind of hard to put into one ball of wax. But I'm not into violence, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I know, because it's like, it's...
I'd be in jail if I was.
No, it's great stuff. It's like, and it's so intricate, it's just so detailed. You know, I know this is radio. We can't show the listeners a picture of your stuff. All we could do is just recommend Andy Helps, everybody. This guy is like one of the prominent artists in the area, and I just figured I'd have you on and talk a little bit about it. What do you do for a day job, or do you have a job?
No, I don't have a job.
Yeah. Join the club.
I get SSI.
Yeah. Well, I soon I'll be there. Right now I'm getting just unemployment. So I am.
But it's pretty freeing to actually not have to work if you don't have to. I mean, I chose to live like that. Yeah. You can either choose to live in poverty and have time to do what you want to do, or you can work and you can't. You know, if I were to work, I couldn't really concentrate on doing what I do.
I know.
I chose this life.
I'm just amazed at how busy I am now that I'm unemployed. It's, I've got all kinds of projects and stuff.
It's surprising how busy you can be.
So,
Well, this is going to be my last show here in Eugene, most likely.
Oh,
I'm going to buy a one-way ticket to New York.
Oh, man.
At the end of August.
So you're going to the big city.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of scary, actually. I don't really know too much about it.
Yeah, New York.
I'm just going to go.
New York's a great town if you've got lots of money, but it's kind of a really rough town if you don't have money.
Yeah, I know everything's real expensive out there. I was out there about a year ago, maybe, just on vacation, and I know it's like just a soda costs like $3.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you go out there with a couple hundred dollars, that's like going out there with $20.
But let me tell you, it's the best town in the world for artists and for that thing. So I hope you can get into a community that'll kind of embrace your stuff.
That's what I'm hoping.
And your stuff really is urban. You're not exactly farmland friendly or anything like that.
I'm from cities.
Yeah.
I came from Anaheim, and then I worked my way out here. I've lived in like downtown L.A. and Hollywood, San Francisco, and here. So I've been all up and down the West Coast.
Yeah, you have an urban punk edge to your art, yet it's intricate.
I come from that era.
I just can't talk about you enough, but we should be going because people, you know, their attention spans are only like 10 minutes long. But tell me a little. tell me one more thing about your exhibit next month.
Well, like I say, it's going to be the last one. So I'm hoping like at least people will come and see. I mean, I'm not really trying to like sell anything or make any money. I just like for people to see what I do. If I put that much time into it, I'd like people to see it.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping as many people will come out as possible.
This is a very arts friendly town.
Yes, it is, and it's been a great town to me. For the rest of my life, I'll have nothing but good things to say about Eugene.
Yeah,
they've embraced me with open arms.
Yeah, well, Andy Helps, I'm looking forward to your exhibit at the Museum of Unfine Art in July.
Thank you. I think that's where I met you, too.
Yes, at the museum. Yes, it's one of my second homes. And I just want to thank you for coming on the air.
You had a great show, too.
Oh, thank you. And good luck in New York, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right, we're going to sign off. Thank you very much, Andy Helps, for appearing on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Okay, goodbye, Eugene.
All right.
The world's gonna be a ghost. They know we're not satisfied.
Yeah, this song is just a nod to the great people in Iran for getting it together and actually doing something about things. I'm very impressed when I see people in other countries running around the streets protesting. I just wish people in this country had enough chutzpah to do it.
Look at the bag you saw here, ladies.
Sometime. Well, then can we just hang out? I mean, can we go to a movie? Together. Cause to me, baby, that would be so fine. Baby, can I dress you? I mean, help you pick out your clothes before we go out. Listen, girl, I ain't saying your head is, but sometimes, those are the things that faith and love about. Sugar, do you know what I'm saying to you this evening? Maybe you think I'm being a little sensitive, but I say I want to be all of the things you are to me. Surely you can see.
Necessary for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress? We don't have to make children to make love. No, we don't have to make love to have an orgasm. Your body is what I'm all about. Can I see it? I'll show you. Why not? You can do it because I'm your friend. I'd do it for you. Of course I'd undress in front of you. And when I'm naked, what shall I do? How can I make you see that it's cool? Can't you just trust me? If I was your girlfriend, you could. Oh yeah, I think so. Listen, for you naked, I will dance a ballet. Would that get you off? Tell me what will. If I was your girlfriend, would you tell me? Would you let me see you naked then? Would you let me give you a bath? Would you let me tickle you so hard you'd laugh and laugh? And would you let me kiss you there? You know, down there where it counts. I'll do it so good, I swear I'll drink every ounce. Then I'd hold you tight and hold you long, and together we'll stand in silence. we'll try to imagine what it looks like. Yeah. We'll try to imagine what silence looks like. Yeah, we'll try to imagine what silence looks like. Yeah.
That's a nice thought, isn't it? If I was your girlfriend. Yeah. Here on the ever so friendly, radio friendly Sunday morning hangover. Before that, the Chilites, For God's Sake, Give More Power to the People, dedicated to you, Nada. Yeah, just a little while left on the Sunday morning hangover. Thank you, Andy Helps, again for coming on my show. And future shows, we're going to have Haley Loren on and all kinds of big old surprises here on the Sunday morning hangover here on KWVA. Where was I going to go? I had somewhere I was going, and I don't know where it was. No, it wasn't there. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. Was it over here? No. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. It was over here.
I'm Jackie Wilson, and I'm here speaking on the subject of hard drugs, such as heroin and Downs. There's a lot of us out here that know it's nothing to it. So if you are using it, well, get up off it, baby. It's not worth it.
Your love!
Love these early Fats Waller organ records. This is Fats Waller from 1926 on the organ. Yes, I think we broke a record this week for the oldest record played here on KWVA. Fats Waller, Lenox Avenue Blues from Young Man with an Organ. I just love this stuff. Also featured in the movie Eraserhead, the David Lynch movie. Before that, of course, one of my it's kind of like bubblegum. It's one of my favorites. ELO and Olivia Newton-John together. You can't get any better than that. Xanadu. An anti-drug PSA by the late Jackie Wilson. And that mashup at the beginning was by a guy named CCC Psychosmelica, where he took four or five songs and just put them all together. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA, reminding you that this Thursday night at Wow Hall, Sir Richard Bishop Yes, Sir Richard Bishop. Who is he? He was with the Sun City Girls. Has 50 albums out, 7 solo albums, and Middle Eastern classics and originals. Sir Richard Bishop, Thursday night at the Wow Hall, yeah. A while back, I ran a contest here on my show. It was just for fame and glory. And Star and Cody won. It was, count the number of times James Brown says the word I in a song. Well, we played that song, and we got up to, I think it was 53. Well, there's another James, I'm sorry, I've just been obsessed with James Brown lately. There's another James Brown song, and it's a follow-up to Please, Please, Please. It's called I Won't Plead No More. And he almost breaks his own record in this song, but not quite. You are welcome to count the number of times anybody says the word I in this song. I think you'll find out that you'll lose count.
I feel sorry. Here's the answer to what's happening, please. I cried, don't go.
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 And I won't have to ever, ever please anymore. You know I
Jackie?
Yeah?
You smell so good, like the scent of sweet spring flowers, kissed by April's tender showers, and I'd do the same for hours.
You smell so good, you're as fresh as ocean spray, dear, or a spicy autumn day, dear, and I'd love you just that way, dear. Sweetheart, you smell so good, you leave me weak. I'm so breathless, I can't speak. Every time we're snuggled cheek to cheek,
you smell so good, like a ball of circus candy, or the fine bouquet of brandy, or tea. Oh, baby, you smell so good to me.
You smell so good. What's that aftershave you're wearing? Don't you think it's kind of daring? But it's really got me caring.
You smell so good. What's the name of that cologne, dear?
Why, it's meant for you alone, dear.
Wanna disconnect the phone, dear? Sweetheart, darling, baby, kid, hey, look at it this way now. You smell so good that when I get a whiff of thee, I declare a state of emergency.
You smell so good, you're the essence that I go for, and the greatest cure I know for ennui.
Oh, baby, you smell so good to me. It's because of your new powder that my heart is beating louder, and my chest is acting prouder.
How I love that aphrodisia. Makes me wanna hug and squeeze ya, or do anything to please ya.
Ooh, you smell so good, you make me flip. Let's arrange that wedding trip. When the preacher says dig, I'll say I'm hip. You smell so good, like a garden full of roses. And to think this treat for noses is free. Oh, baby, you smell so good to me.
Thank you. yeah. Only will make enough man mad. Yeah, yeah. Only will make virgin and virgin go to war. We get about the good times. Your badger make it change your ways. You not carefully will make you lose your mind. Yes, if you worship it.
All right, yeah. We've turned into a reggae show here on The Hangover. This is Money by the Easy Star All Stars. The Pink Floyd song, and before that, Jackie and Roy. Yeah, Jackie and Roy. You smell so good. We were talking about big butts before. Richard Cheese, Baby Got Back, and some James Brown for you. I'm gonna be out of here soon. This is the part of the show where things fall apart. Yeah, and I basically throw things against the wall to see if they're gonna stick. Well, I've got something kind of new. It's not really new. It came out in 89, but this is something I heard on Kells J's show yesterday. Yes, the incredible, well, it was actually the incredible DJ Mr. Boy show, Kells J's, on, I believe it's, is it Monday afternoons? Might be Thursday afternoons. Let's look. Let's look at the calendar here. Let me look up here, huh? Well, let's see. We've got... in the afternoon, Pure Pop with Craig Lev, Fridays at 10. And then the Lane and Kara show at 10. Excuse me, Craig is on 8. Lane and Kara's on at 10. There she is, DJ Kells J, every Thursday at 4 o'clock. Well, thanks, Kells J, for turning me on to this band. And I can't pronounce the title of the CD because it's a rude word, but it rhymes with it's, okay? And it's a rock opera that rhymes with the word it's by a band called Dog Bowl. Let's play some Dog Bowl. I love this song. It's called Obsessed with Girls.
morning, my darling, I'm choking, I'm falling. Easy come, easy go, never thought of it so. My glory is in lack of hope, it is so, of no.
The end of another midsummer Sunday morning hangover. Why do I say midsummer? Because in the Farmer's Almanac, this is the period in between the growing season and the picking season. Yes. Hope you're having a good summer. Reverend Mark time, just about to sign off out of here. And that was kind of a schizophrenic set, I know. Kind of, like I said, a lot of times I have things saved up that I just want to play that I will just throw against the wall. That was a band named Comida, and they're a band from Norway. A track called Bonario, and that's from the Comida What Makes It Go CD. This is Fats Waller we're listening to. We heard a little bit of Ultravox Slip Away from their first album. Started out with Dog Bowl, Obsessed with Girls. All right, I'm out of here. This is KWVA Eugene, and this next song goes out to all of you that are involved with saving animals and spaying and neutering your animals, adopting animals rather than buying them at a shelter, rather than buying them at a pet store. You get them at a shelter, and anybody that's involved with any animal activism. This is an old Carpenters song, and this is redone by a band called Four Non Blondes. Have a nice day.
Yeah.